Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the hope you've given us and the opportunity to support the remnant in their needs. Amen. Dear family, the Lord is making it clear to us through confirmation after confirmation that this will also be a refuge during times of trial, the tribulation. The land is very remote, has groundwater that we collect in a 20-foot culvert that is sunk into the ground. And for now, it is going to be a special place to pray. But when the time comes, it will be a refuge for the remnant. And he's warned us many times that we have to be extremely careful about who we receive into the community. I won't be with you, but there will be good leadership and position. And it will be so important that the ones that come are truly saturated in the love of God and dwell in his heart. As we've learned from recent experience, things aren't always as they seem with pious people. So we have to be very, very careful. And it's interesting because 22 years ago, when the Lord obtained this land for us, I just felt very strongly that it was going to be a refuge in the time of trial and for the underground church. I really felt that. And when we had to leave, I didn't know. I thought, well, maybe this is going to be after the rapture. Maybe we're not going to be doing this until after the rapture. I don't know. Or it'll be there for our families during the tribulation. All I knew is that the Lord was asking us to leave. And during that time, he sent us down to Taos and put us on the internet. And a lot of people have collected around us now who are very sincere and authentic in their love for Jesus. And several of them are quite ready, and we're bringing them together. So the Lord is so serious about getting this done and bringing it together. And people are coming that I never expected to come to help with preparation. The first thing we have to do is make the road passable. It is an absolute nightmare. Right now it's extremely difficult because of water erosion. From very deep mud ruts to huge rocks to running water coming down the mountain. It is going to be a very big job. And we're having someone with a backhoe look at it tomorrow. We will get word tomorrow on how much it will cost for us to repair the 3-mile-long road so we can haul the refuse down. When we built these hermitages and chapels, we did not make them rodent-proof. And my goodness, those mountain squirrels sure know how to destroy things. And they've been living in those buildings for 20 years. So it's going to be a massive cleanup job to get that taken care of. They've torn down the insulation from the ceiling and left their calling cards everywhere and ruined the wallboard. And, of course, there's been vandalism. Some people took our wood stoves and things like that. So we're going to handle all of that. It's no surprise to us. So we are gathering a team of believers right now to gut the two hermitages in the chapel, which also has broken glass in the skylights. A chapel is glass on two sides and on the ceiling. We will also have to reroute the runoff that is coming down from the mountain. I would like to put it in a pond. I think that would be really nice. The water usually runs all year round. There are many places on this land for hidden hermitages. We walked it on Monday. Oh my goodness. The Lord's going to give me new knees, I hope. But we walked it on Monday, and I'm really amazed at how much land we actually have and the amount of places that are so hidden you don't see them from the road. They're very, very secluded. The land is heavily forested with spruce and aspen on the north-facing side of the canyon. And on the south-facing side, it has pine and pinon and scrub oak. We are wanting to purchase much more land, but things are done differently in northern New Mexico, and there are hurdles to overcome, ancient family hurdles. In the meantime, we have what we need in the land to continue And we also have some alternative living Christians here. Really, really beautiful people. One happens to be an architect, does drawings. They're very good friends of ours. We've known them for a long time. And he designs and builds tiny houses, off the grid, totally self-sufficient, which is just what we're looking for. Composting toilets and completely finished interiors. Although, on that note, everything will be very rough and simple, just functional. I am presenting this to you, dear ones, because we need help to do this project. And after it is cleaned up to restore insulation, interior and exterior walls, and make it rodent-proof, and for those of us who know we are going in the rapture, this is a work of great, great mercy. And we're preparing this place for those who are part of the remnant. But until then, we'll have 5 more hermitages and a main house to gather in of modest size. A small chapel, very much the same size as the first one, the first Franciscan chapel. And everything is going to be primitive and basic for our needs. We'll also have to buy a samurai or a jeep, although I really much prefer samurais, to get up and down the mountain. Our vehicle is not suited to that. So we need something with a short wheelbase, strong four-wheel drive, and a narrow from door to door with aggressive tires and chains. If any one of you want to be part of building the refuge of my Sacred Heart, we would deeply appreciate your help. I do not want to take money from the poor that we are supporting. As you can see from our outreach page, we've made commitments for the trafficked children, help with safe houses, and we do that all over the world, India, South America, and I'm not sure where else exactly. And then we have the local people here. We had a lady that had very serious medical needs that we gave her enough money to go to Mexico to get what she needed. Pay medication for others too poor to be able to buy medication. And we pay their utility bills, food bank supplies, rent, and utilities for the free store here in town that supplies hundreds of pounds of food and clothing and household needs to the poor. For this reason, I'm asking for donations above and beyond what you usually give us to support the channel, so we can get this done by the fall of the year. We will also have room for those who want to come and visit and make a retreat. I hope you enjoy these pictures. This is truly holy ground, anointed from heaven, and designated as a place of prayer by our Lord. One night I was praying for the refuge. I was praying for vocations to the monastic life. Nobody really knew us. So I didn't have any form of outreach to share the teachings our Lord had given us. Well, while I was praying, the Lord lifted me up in the spirit over the entire canyon, and Elijah came from the east with a censer full of hot coals. He hovered over the land and dropped them in different places so that this would be a place of intense spiritual intercession. Then Jesus sent us down to Taos, got us on the internet teaching and gathering heart dwellers together. Now he's providing a wilderness environment where he will speak to their hearts and be filled with the love of God and cleansed of the worldly lives we've been living until now. That includes me. I definitely am not in the same pure place that I was then. When I made this change, dear ones, the Lord so flooded me with his presence that I would never be the same. You cannot outgive the Lord. We know the rapture is soon, and the Lord continues to tell us soon. And the reason he's doing that is he's keeping us moving to the goal, keeping us busy about his business. So let us live our lives to the maximum for him, and not feather our nests, which will soon be blown to the ground and consumed with fire. It is time for us to get serious about really wanting him with all our hearts, our minds, and our strength. And those of you that have joined us on the journey up the mountain, He's doing this for you as well. He's been preparing you. And he's going to bring you to a place in the wilderness where he can speak to your heart. The day will come when we will stand before him, and he will ask to see what we did with what we were entrusted with. We will have to give an accounting. I pray for all of us that he will not have to burn the wood, hay, and the stubble in our lives, but that he will see how generous we were in supporting his agendas and living a Christian life, good to the poor, our brothers and sisters, without judgment and always loving. This will be a place where people dwell in his heart and live in utter simplicity. Please remember our needs in your prayers as well, dear ones. I love you and I'm so excited for the precious souls who will wet this holy ground with their tears and cry out to God for humanity. I hope to see some of you there. Thank you, dear ones. Thank you ever so much for believing in his work through us. God bless you.